Refrigerant Recovery and EPA 608 Basics. The practical EPA 608 rules a service tech lives by. No venting, certification requirements, recovery vs. recycle vs. reclaim, and how to recover cleanly into a proper cylinder. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. EPA Section 608 is the federal rule set under the Clean Air Act that governs how techs handle refrigerant. The short version every tech must know. You can't vent it. You have to recover it. You have to be certified to buy and handle it, and there are specific requirements around equipment and record keeping. Breaking these rules carries real penalties. This isn't a suggestion. This article is the field practical summary, not the legal text. For the exact requirements, the rule is cited by its sections. Never rely on a paraphrase for compliance specifics. How it works? The intent is to keep refrigerants out of the atmosphere, originally for ozone CFCs/HCFCs and increasingly for climate HFCs are being pulled in under the broader phase-down framework. To do that, the rule requires recovering refrigerant before opening or disposing of equipment, using certified recovery equipment, and keeping the refrigerant in the loop, reused, recycled, or reclaimed, rather than released. Three words people mix up. Recover. Remove refrigerant from a system and put it in an external container. That's the basic act every tech does. Recycle. Clean it up in the field with a recycling machine filters, separates oil/moisture for reuse, typically in the same or owner's equipment. Reclaim. Process it back to virgin equivalent purity to the industry standard spec at a certified reclaim facility, where it can be resold. Reclaim is the high bar. In the field, be certified. EPA 608 technician certification is required to handle refrigerant. Types map to equipment. Type I small appliances. Type Roman II high pressure systems. Most AC/HB. Type Roman III low pressure. And universal all. Most field AC/HB techs carry type Roman II or universal. Never vent. Venting refrigerant during service, maintenance, repair, or disposal is prohibited. Certain very limited de minimis releases during normal connect/disconnect are recognized, but intentional venting is illegal. Use certified recovery equipment and recover to the required level before opening a system for major work or disposal. Use a proper, rated recovery cylinder, DOT rated, the correct cylinder for the refrigerant, and never overfilled. Watch the cylinder's weight. Don't fill past the safe fill level. Liquid expands and can rupture an overfilled cylinder. Label and track. Keep recovered refrigerant identified by type. Don't mix types in a cylinder, because a mixed cylinder can't be reclaimed and has to be destroyed. Equipment that holds 50 plus pounds has leak repair and record keeping requirements under the rule, relevant on commercial/larger systems. Normal values and targets. Don't mix refrigerants in a recovery cylinder. A mixed cylinder is effectively scrap and must be destroyed. Recovery cylinder fill. Never exceed the safe fill, commonly 80% by weight, but go by the cylinder rating. Overfilling risks hydrostatic rupture as temperature rises. Reclaim purity. Reclaimed refrigerant must meet the industry purity standard before resale. Certification types. Type I/Roman II/Roman III/Universal, match to equipment pressure class. Common faults and what they mean. Slow recovery. Restricted hoses/filters on the recovery machine. Recovering vapor only instead of pulling liquid first, or a hot cylinder with high back pressure. Recover liquid first when you can. Keep the cylinder cool and use clean short hoses. Recovery machine won't pull down/overheats. Dirty machine, clogged filter dryer on the machine, or trying to recover too much vapor. Service the machine. Consider push-pull for large liquid charges. Cylinder overpressure/unsafe heat. Overfilled cylinder or one left in the sun. Stop, cool it, and never exceed the fill limit. Tech tips and gotchas. Liquid recovery first, then vapor, is faster. Pulling the liquid out first or push-pull on large systems moves the bulk quickly. Finishing on vapor cleans up the rest. Recovering vapor only on a big charge takes forever. Keep the recovery cylinder cool. A cool cylinder has lower internal pressure, which speeds recovery and keeps you safe. A hot cylinder fights you. Never mix refrigerants in a recovery jug. This bears repeating. One careless mix turns a sellable/reusable cylinder into hazardous waste that must be destroyed at your cost. Track your refrigerant. For larger/commercial work, record keeping on recovery, leak repair, and charge is part of compliance, not just good housekeeping. De minimis is narrow. The small unavoidable releases from connecting/disconnecting gauges are recognized, but that's not a license to vent. Purposeful release is a violation. Safety/code notes. EPA 608 Federal Refrigerant Rules. Subpart F governs certification. the venting prohibition, recovery requirements, and record keeping. Comply with the requirements. This summary is not a substitute for the regulation text. Use DOT-rated recovery cylinders. Never overfill, and keep them out of direct sun/heat. Penalties for venting and non-compliance are significant. Recover every time.